first private citizens chosen to visit International Space Station, $55 million tab for each. By Penny Star on January 28, 2021. Axiom Space has announced the first four commercial passengers to be rocketed to the International Space Station sometime in 2022. The flight will be the first ever entirely private mission, according to Axiom Space. The proposed historic Axiom Mission 1, AX-1, will consist of former NASA astronaut and Axiom Vice President Michael Lopez Alegria as commander, American entrepreneur and nonprofit activist investor Larry Connor as pilot, Canadian investor and philanthropist Mark Pathy, and impact investor and philanthropist Eitan Stibi of Israel. Lopez Alegria, who flew to space four times over a 20-year record-setting career at NASA and last visited the ISS in 2007, will become the first person to ever command both a civil and a commercial human spaceflight mission. Connor will be the first private mission pilot in the annals of spaceflight. Pathy will be Canada's 11th astronaut. Stibi, a close personal friend of Columbia astronaut Ilan Ramon and a former Israeli Air Force pilot, will be Israel's second. Both will fly as mission specialists. This collection of pioneers, the first space crew of its kind, represents a defining moment in humanity's eternal pursuit of exploration and progress, Lopez Alegria said. I know from first-hand experience that what humans encounter in space is profound and propels them to make more meaningful contributions on returning to Earth. And as much as any astronaut who has come before them, the members of this crew have accomplished the sorts of things in life that equip them to accept that responsibility, act on that revelation, and make a truly global impact. I look forward to leading this crew into their next meaningful and productive contributions to the human story, both on orbit and back home, he said. The mission will include the crew living aboard the U.S. segment of the International Space Station for approximately 8 days, where they will take part in research and philanthropic projects. Connor, who has founded and led organizations in the real estate, fintech, and nonprofit sectors, will collaborate with Mayo Clinic and Cleveland Clinic on research projects. He also intends to provide instructional lessons to students at Dayton Early College Academy in his hometown of Dayton, Ohio. Pathy is collaborating with the Canadian Space Agency as well as the Montreal Children's Hospital, who are helping identify health-related research projects that could be undertaken during the mission. Stibi plans to conduct scientific experiments of Israeli researchers and entrepreneurs coordinated by the Ramon Foundation and the Israel Space Agency at the Ministry of Science and Technology, and to undertake educational activities from orbit to inspire Israeli children, youth, and educators. WGN in Chicago reported on private space flights in the U.S. Russia has been in the off-the-planet tourism business for many years, selling rides to the International Space Station since 2001. Other space companies like Richard Branson's Virgin Galactic and Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin plan to take paying customers on up-and-down flights lasting just minutes. These trips, much more affordable with seats going for hundreds of thousands versus millions, could kick off this year. Axiom plans about two private missions a year to the space station. It also is working to launch its own live-in compartments to the station beginning in 2024. This section would be detached from the station once it's retired by NASA and the international partners, and become its own private outpost. Follow Penny Star on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.